Welcome to the Italian Escape Podcast. Today, before we start the podcast, we'd like to make a small announcement.
Roughly 1 year ago, we launched the Italian Escape Podcast to provide more resources for beginners and intermediate Italian language learners and give you confidence in learning the language. At first, many thought that this was a crazy idea and that it would be impossible to maintain it. And yet, here we are. 1 year later, with hundreds of listeners tuning in to our episodes. So, thank you, dear listeners, for following us in this bilingual journey. Now, we need your help. If you think that our podcast has helped you in any way, please grab your phone now and send us a message. You can do that by sending us a voice message provided by anchor.fm. You'll find the link at the end of our episode description. Or you can send an email to theitalianescapepodcast@gmail.com or send a DM through social media. Do it now. We need your help and support to keep on delivering free and valuable content. Let us know how our podcast helped you. And now, let's dive in to our episode. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the mythical posto fisso.
There is a dream circulating in Italy about posto fisso. The jobs from which you cannot get fired from easily, while getting a lot of benefits from the government. Because of these long-term / unfireable jobs, Italian companies are struggling to keep innovation and innovating as quickly as other countries within and outside the EU. In this episode, we discuss its cultural significance, its history, and its very influence in Italy today.
Support our podcast and leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, and join our Patreon community. Listen now to our conversation and learn about posto fisso. Welcome back to another episode of the Italian Escape Podcast. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.
Oggi parliamo una cosa diversa. Well, maybe, yeah, it's a bit more serious this time, but we will put it on a light note, I think. Today we'll be talking about the infamous posto fisso.
Yes, the infamous posto fisso. So, come ti scriveresti il posto fisso, Angie?
Il posto fisso.
From the perspective of a foreigner.
From a foreigner's perspective, it's like a permanent job where people don't really make an effort to do anything and you can't get fired for it while getting a lot of privilege from the government and stuff like pension and all. It's like a dream for people, I think.
Sì, abbastanza. Diciamo che il posto fisso adesso non è così comune come una volta, ma è stato per generazioni il sogno degli italiani. Immaginate un posto di lavoro, here I'm speaking especially to our friends in the United States, just picture a job where you cannot get fired. Well, no. Puoi essere licenziato, ma devi proprio fare qualcosa di brutto, brutto, brutto.
Like, grave, grave, grave.
Yeah, like set the office on fire, steal, this kind of stuff. But if you're just lazy, you're not gonna get fired.
You're not gonna get fired for being lazy. That's the dream, I think, for some.
Sì, sì. Soprattutto per i nostri amici statunitensi, dove non ci sono mai stato grandi sicurezze.
See, they have to grind, baby. Hustle.
Esatto. Ed era molto molto comune diciamo, fino a 20 anni fa. Diciamo che era quasi l'unico modo, l'unico tipo di lavoro che si poteva avere. C'era qualche eccezione, ma per lo più erano quasi tutti posti fissi. Now, why is this interesting? Why are we speaking about this? Because this is a big part of Italian culture. In a way that you don't see the in the movies, but it has so many implications, so many effects on the Italian society as we know it. Per esempio, Angie, secondo te, quali sono alcuni degli effetti positivi o più probabilmente negativi del posto fisso?
Okay, let's try to do the negative first because that's I have a lot of things in mind with the negative. Una delle cose che mi dà fastidio è che qualcuno che lavorava per 20-30 anni in un posto fisso e poi non fa tante cose perché vede altre persone nell'azienda, like if they see other colleagues who are not making an effort and they decided not to make an effort, and for example, you need new staff to come in, they cannot fire these people who have been working in the company for 20, 30 years. So it's making the company stagnant in a way.
Yeah, it's toxic for the culture of a company. Questo è molto vero. Infatti, le aziende italiane più grandi negli anni crearono delle contromisure. They created some countermeasures, right? So we said that they couldn't fire them, but that doesn't mean they couldn't take action. Per esempio, alcune aziende più grosse, come la Fiat,
Okay.
famous car manufacturer, they created special departments, special places, buildings, where they would send the most toxic and lazy employees.
It's like how they did the Spain, how Spain treated the Philippines, like sending the worst of the worst to the farthest country.
Sì, in un certo senso sì, ma questi lavoratori stavano lì a non fare nulla. Il principio era, se li devo pagare, almeno non fanno danni. E sicuramente non era granché per il morale.
No.
So that is a common way Italy dealt with people who have this kind of contracts, and there are still many of these contracts. Especially in the public system. And we had perfect example in one kind of recent movie.
It's a satirical movie which was released, let's say, okay, this movie was released in 2016, so how many years ago was that?
8 anni fa? 8.
Seven. How is it Otto? 2016. We're now in 2023. We're not yet
Hai ragione, hai
2024.
ragione. Hai ragione, 7 anni fa.
sì. Questo film si chiama Quo Vado. What does this mean? Because it's Latin.
Yeah, it's like from Latin. It means like, where do I go?
Okay. So this film, it features one of the most popular Italian comedians slash actor. Si chiama Checco Zalone.
Ecco.
So if you're wondering, how do you spell Checco? It's Checco.
Yeah, it's a nickname, but yeah. Abbiamo questo genere di soprannomi in Italia, soprattutto al sud. Checco, Pino.
Anyway, questo film racconta un satirico sulla vita di un posto fisso, tipo, like the intro of the film had this kid saying that it was his, like everyone had a dream to be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, but my dream was to be in Posto Fisso. Like, it was the dream of his family to make him go to Posto Fisso. Everyone adored the Posto Fisso because there was always a paycheck. So they were like, oh, he's like the piggy bank of the town. So might as well court this guy because he has Posto Fisso.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and like, grant, like sure money, you know? E quindi, soprattutto al sud, dove l'economia è sempre stata un po' più debole, avere il posto fisso era un modo per garantire alla tua famiglia uno stipendio sicuro. E nel film, a un certo punto, lo Stato decide di ridurre il numero di impiegati. So they want to basically get rid of some of the people, right? Some they wanted to do let off. How do you say that? No,
to let go.
To let go, exactly.
They wanted redundant to let people.
Yeah, but as we said before, they cannot do it because it's post office. So what do they do? They have to somehow persuade the person to give up. And this can be done with like in two ways, either by giving some kind of incentive, una liquidazione speciale, qualcosa del genere. Se vai via, se rassegni le tue dimissioni, so if you resign, ti diamo 20-30 mila euro in più. O altra soluzione, mandando gli impiegati in posti veramente scomodi. So by transferring the employee to another office that it's not convenient. So far from home, in a dangerous place, or stuff like that. So for example, like in the movie, this is a movie, but it's exaggerated, but it's kind of it accurate.
It rings true to...
Yeah, so they send him like so far from home, they send him working where he has to deal with organized crime. They send him into mountains where he has to deal with dangerous animals. And at the very end, they send him to the Arctic.
Yeah. Well, in the end, he kind of survived everything. And I think it's worth watching. It was hard for me to watch because I cannot stand these kinds of people. But it's worth watching to see the ending. Because the ending...
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, the ending isn't what you would expect. But as you can imagine, he withstood everything, this guy, when he was sent to every place in the planet.
Yeah. So, yeah. But this is how to let go posti fissi. Not easy. And sometimes the government of the company fails. So they just transfer to somewhere where they are not harmful to the company or to the government. Ma come stavi dicendo, Angie, queste persone hanno un effetto molto negativo, tossico, quasi sulla organizzazione, sull'azienda di cui fanno parte.
Prima di quiet quitting c'è questo.
Sì, nel senso che è quiet quitting by default. ma un altro effetto, secondo me, ancora peggiore, lo ha avuto sulla economia italiana. Sull'Italia in generale. Okay, this is a short historical mention, but Italy managed, after the Second World War, to go from a completely destroyed country, similar to Germany, to like the sixth or the fifth economy in the world, and just in the span of, I think, 15 or 20 years. And they did... That happened because there was a lot of entrepreneurship. Because Italians are capable people, but they need to have, as we say, like their back against the wall. Like they cannot go anywhere, and so they have to give their best. And when they did give their best, quindi durante gli anni del miracolo economico, negli anni 50 e 60, hanno trasformato un paese distrutto in una delle principali economie del mondo.
Però...
Ma poi ci sono state tutte le lotte sindacali.
Cos'è?
Latte sindacale, it's all of this... okay, so latte sindacale is this strive of the unions.
Oh, union strikes.
Yeah, union strikes. But it was a long striving for better working conditions. So In the beginning, they just tried to get small increments until they got all of these rights that eventually create this dream job of post office.
Oh, really?
Yes. And on one side, this is good. You can think it's good because you have maternity leaves, you add paid national insurance, you add paid pension, you add all of these rights.
So in case something happens, like if you got a disability after an accident,
you're still covered. You are covered. And that sounds good. The problem is that this basically provided every Italian who had this kind of job with a very strong parachute. So it's like they were not afraid that something bad could happen. So they had no stimulus, no need to do better.
Avete creato un ambiente troppo sicuro nel lavoro per quello.
Sì, è un po' un paradosso, ma è così. Cioè, di aver raggiunto dei diritti dei lavoratori che sono giusti eticamente, ma hanno creato un paese che poi non è abbastanza ricco da sostenere questi diritti. Mm. So they fought hard to achieve and get those rights, which are ethical and right, but then, because of those rights, the country lost its competitive advantage and now it's really
suffering,
yeah. It's really striving to provide these basic needs. Because
pensione in crisi, cos'altro? Assicurazione di salute in crisi.
But I would say the biggest crisis is the mindset of the Italians. Like when we started our company, for example, which is in AI consultancy and communication for SciTech, this is just our
side project,
yes. But all of the people I knew, though, if not all, 99%, 95% of the people, they were like, "What? Are you crazy? You have a post office, so why are you changing? What are you doing? Are you crazy? Sì. Don't do that." It's like
è molto raro di trovare la gente che fa cose imprenditoriale. Diciamo che per esempio ci sono alcuni podcast, because I like to listen to other podcasts in italiano, che parla sulle storie dei imprenditori, e non sono tanti, tipo I can only go for two, the good ones, and it's growing, but it's hard. That's why there's also fuga del cervello, which is one of my favorite topics, because that happened in the Philippines as well. So fuga di cervelli is a brain drain, as they call it in English. It's that period, it's that cultural aspect of leaving the country because the opportunities being granted by society are not enough. Or that not they don't meet the standards of what of the education that you've achieved, let's say.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that all of this is just because of post office, because there are other factors, of course. But this idea of post office, it's I think together with the support that Italian families provide to their family members is. It's supposed to be an asset, but it's a greatest liability of Italy as well, because it really holds people back. Because, you know, guys, quando siete sicuri che qualsiasi cosa fa, che comunque siete protetti, siete tranquilli, non vi dovete sforzare perché avete il posto fisso e quindi, Se state male, va tutto bene. Se avete un figlio, va tutto bene. Se per sfortuna uno dei vostri parenti ha bisogno, per esempio, di attenzione. Like, for example, if you have an injured or a family member with some kind of handicap, you have the famous / infamous legge 104, which says that basically you can take a lot of time off, paid time off to take care of your sick family member. So it's like a dream job for many.
Yeah.
Under so many different like sides and aspects.
But
again, and this together with the family, right? You know, like, why should you go and do something on your own away when, why should you start, you know, your own life when you can stay home with your mother? And it's like,
well,
you have a lot of, the point is that when your life is so comfortable, as Post Office made the life of so many Italians, you really don't feel the need to go the extra mile. And going the extra mile is what makes the economy grow and what makes the country grow, what makes the country innovate.
Mm.
Quindi io personalmente sono stato molto contento quando il posto fisso così sicuro e forte è stato eliminato per i nuovi contratti.
Infatti tanti si lamentano. Well, there were others who liked the idea, but there were many people, voices that I'm hearing around that are not happy with it. It's like every colleague of ours in the past were like, oh, it's our dream to get contratto indeterminato. So it's the same thing as post office, kind of, right?
Yes, similar. Even though now you can be fired, even though it's hard. Before, you really couldn't be fired unless, as I said, you did something really bad.
Mm. And in a way, posto fisso is like, it's like an anchor. It just sinks, lets you sink. So if you're not swimming fast enough, you're gonna drown. And with the innovation that's happening and the speed of like evolutionary speed of innovation and all that, Italy is not keeping up as it used to do when everyone started from zero after the World War II, right?
Yes, exactly. That's the kind of Italy that I would like to see again, but that is very hard to see nowadays. And yeah, it's not just because of post office, of course, but that in my opinion is a big part and really influenced the way our parents and our grandparents advise us. Like, just imagine, sei un giovane, trentenne, perché in Italia i trentenni sono giovani. Many still live with their parents, so
sadly.
Yeah, and sei un giovane trentenne, ti viene un'idea. Decidi, aspetta, vorrei avviare la mia attività. I would like to start my own business.
Apri un bar.
Whatever that may be, I open a bar, I don't know, I do some consultancy, I don't know, you know, I'm good at calligraphy and I just run my online business selling calligraphy services for weddings, whatever you want to do. E vai dai tuoi genitori e gli dici, mamma, papà, ho deciso che lascio il mio lavoro e apro una mia azienda.
No. What's more common? Not apro l'azienda. That's the extreme. Papà, mamma, apro una partita IVA.
Apro una partita IVA. Which is like saying you're starting your own business. And the answer would be like, what?
Cosa? Sei pazzo.
Sei pazzo? Stai bene? Don't you get how lucky you are that you have a post office? And so, I mean, you really need a lot of motivation to start your own business.
Yeah.
Especially if you pair that with the humongous amount of bureaucracy that you have in Italy.
And the lack of support if you go freelance.
Yeah, and the lack of support. So, because you go freelance and you have to give up paid vacations, like 5 weeks of paid vacations, guys.
Maternity and paternity leave.
Yeah, maternity leave, sick leave,
Everything.
You have so many benefits that you're just giving away. And when you go on the other side and you say, oh, maybe I would like to start my own business, you have like, you give up all of these rights and you have to deal with this monstrous bureaucracy and very high taxation. So it's like, people would think of you as if you are some kind of crazy masochist man or woman.
Sì. Tipo quelle persone quando, because I'm also into cold immersion, so going to the sea and all. People are like, what's wrong with you? We have hot water. We have everything here. We have the heater. Why are you trying to kill yourself? This is suffering that's not necessary. That's somehow the analogy I'm getting with opening partita.
I'm not so much into that analogy, but I can see your point. Anyway, so guys, this is really an important part of Italian culture, understanding the impact that Post Office had on Italians.
It created like, because it created somehow like this frustration, because quando vai nella strada si sente questa atmosfera molto, cos'è? A lot of despair and all this.
Yeah, let's say that it's together with Post Office, Italian developed this idea that the government should provide for them. The government or somehow the employer, I mean the government through the employer should provide for them. And so many of us don't have this mindset that there is a problem, something is not working, I will try to fix it. It becomes, there is a problem, I should just complain because the government has to fix it for me. It's like,
ma non è una cosa europea.
I don't know if it's European, I don't know. I think it's very Italian in general. I don't think it's the same in other parts of Europe. And so there is this lack of ownership of
initiative.
You are the captain of your own destiny.
Sì, è il contrario della mentalità asiatico, diciamo. Per quella, alcune volte, quando, like, if I have to deal with people and they're like, oh, we can't do anything, and they just sit there, and I'm like, don't we try to do something about it? And they're like, why should I? The government has to do it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so I hope you guys appreciated this insight.
Sì, non abbiamo purtroppo statistici.
Statistiche? Well, I think there are. So if any of you, of course, is interested in this topic that has such a huge impact on Italian's culture and society, of course, email us and we'll see what we can provide you. And hope you enjoyed this episode.
Sì. If you have any suggestions of what topics you want us to cover, please let us know via email or DMing us, like sending us a direct message in our social media accounts. That's it. And
alla prossima, ragazzi.
Yes. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.